What is peace brain? Peace brain is the synergistic connection between our mental and emotional bodies, blending the electrical power of the mind with the magnetic force of the heart. Listen and explore how to create unity worldwide as we blend science and metaphysics, open our hearts and minds to the possibilities of peace on Earth, and create the life we are each destined for. Featured guests range from angel communicators to zoologists and everything in between. Now here is your host, Dr. Gail Lash.
Welcome to the Peace Brain Show. This is your host, Dr. Gail Lash, and we're so happy to have you here today. So today we are back with Pam Rinne, and I'm very excited to have her back. We're going to be doing a sample Akashic Record reading to show you what that's like. I will be opening Pam's records and reading them, and then we're going to talk about a little bit more like we did the last time on the show about who we are, and how we can go forward with our own guidance and tapping into kind of this universal guidance that we all have access to. So, and as always, we're going to have this amazing transformational Peace Brain meditation at the end. So please stay tuned to the end of the show. There will be a very special, the record keepers will be coming in and who knows what. We always just allow spirit to come through at the end in the Peace Brain meditation. So as always, though, I want to open with a quote, and today it's from Albert Einstein. He has some amazing quotes, and this one is really good as well. Concerning matter, we have been all wrong. What we have called matter is energy, whose vibration has been so lowered as to be perceptible to the senses. There is no matter. All matter beings vibrate at specific rates, and everything has its own melody. The musical nature of nuclear matter, from atoms to galaxies, is now finally being recognized by science. Isn't that amazing that we know this, that matter is energy, but when we stop and think the chair I'm sitting on, the table in front of me, the desk, the computer screen, the phone I'm holding, whatever we're holding here is really just a vibration. And that it vibrates at these specific rates, and everything has its own melody. I love that. So we all are part of that music of the spheres, that we have our own song to sing, if you will. We have our own vibrations that we vibrate at. And for me, sometimes, of course, the vibration can be really happy, or the vibration maybe could be sad, but it's still me vibrating at that particular rate. So I think part of what the show will be about, and certainly what Peace Brain is about, is what is your vibration? What vibrations do you choose to vibrate at? And what is your musical song that you sing in the universe, in the galaxies, as you walk every day and in your interactions with people on your daily life? What vibrations and music do you want to have come across in those relationships? And of course, with the Peace Brain, we wish that you have awareness of that peaceful vibration that you add on top of and through and within all of your own unique musical notes, if you will, that is you. So thank you, Albert Einstein. That's just a wonderful quote. And that's what this show is about. So let me introduce Pam Rinne again. She is an alchemist. She is a channeler. She holds the door open for you to walk your sacred journey. She is a sacred journey mentor. And Pam and I have worked together for many years. She's been in something, Mastering Alchemy, with me. That's a class that we may talk about a little bit in a moment. But that she really is a beautiful channeler of energies from these higher realms of vibrations. And she has these wonderful, not only personal sessions, but online classes that you can take part of. So you can find out more about Pam Rinne. Excuse me, she's here in the Atlanta, the greater metro Atlanta, Georgia area. And of course, that means she's still accessible worldwide to any one of you listening. But you can find out more about Pam Rennie at pamrennie.com, and that's PamRennie.com. So, Pam, welcome to the Peace Brain Show.
Hi, Gail. Thanks for having me again.
You're very welcome. So today, we want to do kind of a sample, We want to do a sample Akashic Record readings. And I didn't talk about that for a moment, but why don't you share a little bit about why you're here?
I would love to. Well, first of all, of course, you invited me, but I know we've had some really engaging conversations and the last little bit since I was here not that long ago. And what an amazing period of expansion this has been. So I want to share a little bit with all the listeners about what you and I have been talking about, but just the awareness of what's taken place. You know, it's so typical to not really see an experience and understand it until after we've been through it. And that was my huge kind of aha when I looked at the last couple of months. I mean, we just recently had the equinox period. So for us here, it's our spring in this hemisphere. And I feel like I've literally opened a door and walked out of a cold winter time to a breath of fresh air. And quite literally, for me, this period of winter really was a time that we don't really look to the seasons like maybe we used to and think about what they mean. But I can look back and go, yes, this was a time of preparing for change. It was kind of a going within time. It was a time of repair. And that's part of what led to the desire for, let's look at doing an Akashic reading, and let me jump into what spring, now that we're in spring, a real stark contrast for me, because spring, of course, is that new beginning. It's a time of new birth. It's a time of new knowledge and understanding, and that's exactly what I've been experiencing in the last few weeks, a stark contrast between the two.
I agree.
Yeah, we've talked about that, and people might be going, what is she talking about? Well, you know, the last couple of weeks have been an enormous transformation. I was looking at not really getting in my mind, gee, this period of winter of slowing down and what does this all mean? But I was going through a process, if you will, kind of some going within deep, looking at questions I had, still that big question of why am I here, who am I, that's always there that I talk about, and looking at what am I bringing forward and what is pertinent for right now. And that led me to, just a few weeks ago, personally experience an enormous session for myself that led to a whole process around the soul. And since that time, I have been able to use that with some clients who are experiencing the same type of leaps and bounds forward that I have with this soul unification. But the most fascinating thing is it's brought forward a deepening with those that I channel with. And I want to share more about that. But before I leap into that, I want to still talk a little bit about the winter period, because that's what goes into the Akashic reading. Am I making sense here? I'm kind of leaping between both periods of time.
You are. I just want to clarify, though, you have an amazing new process. So we're talking about the winter being a time of repair and reflection, a time of, you know, typically the hibernation, the going in and going within to your inner self, and the spring being this new beginning. And, of course, we just came into spring, that you've come up with this process called soul unification. Could you just touch on that a little bit more?
Yeah, absolutely. And again, the winter time, it wasn't like I was going through the winter going, yeah, you know, I'm in this little hibernation. No, it was challenging and still many great things, but I was on the cusp of, I'll just call it like, what's up here? What is going on? Which led me to go deep. And that's when this process came forward. And it came first as the guidance I heard was a soul retrieval. Now, I'm big on, and you too, Gail, big on words and the vibration they hold and being in a positive aspect of something. But this became a process of knowing that as soul, we are the infinite spark of the Creator, and as soul, we're here to experience ourselves, and there are several aspects of the soul, and we have soul extensions. And so this process became a literal of gathering myself up. It became a very simple but very powerful process that was bringing everything into this present time moment, every past life experience, without going into a story. It was clearing, if you will, loops of habit patterns, because we can get a little in habit patterns that we don't desire to carry forward, that they're not serving us, and I could see that. So there were some conscious things I chose to release, and I knew there were some unconscious things that paralleled with not having all of myself in the oneness, if you will, meaning in the alignment. The core of this became being in the alignment with the truth of who I am and what I'm here to do. That doesn't mean I had every answer pour down, but in the unification of collecting myself up, it was a cleansing, a purification, a completion of experiencing things that no longer served me. Does that make sense?
Yes, excellent. It does. And I love what you just said about bringing them all aspects of yourself into the present, because our existence is only... It's interesting. I was just going to say our existence is only in the present, so I had to pause for a moment, because obviously what we create is in the moment, this present moment. But what I mean by our existence is only in the present moment is that, yes, I may have had all these past lives and all these other times, but truly everything is right now. And this is what the fifth dimension, or this new world that we're creating, is really moving to, this present moment. Not
absolutely.
The linear time, past, present, future.
Yes. And even in our unconscious awareness, I mean, the cells of our essence and our etheric body, we've held on to memories. We've held on to experiences. That's just how we did it. No good, no
right.
bad. But in the fifth dimension, they're not applicable. And it's an interesting thing to look at. Why is it there? It doesn't matter. And yes, we've all done lots of work around that, and that's okay. But there's can be fragments of something. And so it was speaking to the cells of the cellular memory and bringing in the color codes and light to really be in this wholeness and that alignment. Alignment's been my word for being in the alignment of who I am. And a beautiful thing happened as I went into that. Such a simple process, not a big, you're not in a story. It's comfortable, it's easy, simple, fascinating. And then something really magnificent happened was in that alignment, we have something called the causal body. And the causal body is where we've stored our best experiences and memories. And the purpose of that is to bring them forward to assist us when we're in a similar experience. At least that's my understanding. Does that sound true to you?
Yes, it does.
So I'm sitting in this process, and it's as if a trap door opened, and there's this gentle, soft raining down of all of this amazing causal body information. And it didn't drop down with a, oh, yes, I know about that. It was this feeling of I know what I didn't know. And my whole path just, like, opened up. And even though I'm still in the same house, even though I'm still waking up in the same bed and I've got the same family and all that stuff, you know, was still there, all those issues, I might call them, everything felt different. It felt lighter and brighter, and it was like what do we hear? This certainly is probably very aligned with an Einstein quote, if he's not the one that said this, but the answer lies where the question's asked, because you can't find the answer in the problem. So everything just opened up and unfolded. From the time I did that process with myself, my gosh, I'm in awe of all that's transpired. So
mm-hmm. Excellent.
That's kind of the
and
long answer of that.
And let me give you a testimonial as well while we're speaking about that, because I would attribute part of this to the soul unification that you did with me the other day. We practiced on each other, of course, and had a great time. That this this kind of this springtime, as we were just talking about, this new beginnings, these new insights that are coming in. Last night, as I was sharing with you before this show today, that I was having this download of wonderful information that I know is coming also from my Akashic records, from my keepers and my inner dialogue and information. But I think certainly the soul unification that you did with me the other day helped make this possible, that suddenly these insights of, oh, this is the way I need to do my websites, and these are the people that I need to follow up in my World Peace Trails information and this bigger picture that I'm working on to create peace on Earth. And so, you know, these beautiful downloads, if you will, or insights, very easy, very fluid, just wonderfully flowed through and onto paper, and will then obviously begin to take action on them, that these wonderful insights just come naturally as to who I am, and naturally as to, oh, yes, this can happen, and that can happen, and that leads to this, and, oh, let's write the book this way, and let's do this. So I love the fluidness of it and the clarity that was coming through. So excellent.
Oh, thank you so much for sharing. I love hearing that. And you gave definition to my statement of you suddenly know what you didn't know you didn't know. It just flows in like that.
Exactly.
That's a mouthful. But that's how I see that process of it's like there's, yeah, so that was really, thank you. I'm loving that you had that testimony and shared that. Thank you. So there's a lot around this. It's literally, it was seen in the moment when I was looking at myself going, because I was seeing, why do I feel as if I was on a roller coaster all winter? It was so up and down, so that's kind of enough to say. And so in looking for that, you could see there's just some, I'll call it old habits, some stuff that was there that just doesn't need to be there anymore. But it brings me back to the profound question that came up, back to a little bit to the winter, which led to talking about what we're going to do also today, was, you know, there I was looking back at the, in awe of what the past few weeks have been like and the past few months, and I was very aware that in that winter period for me, what I'll call the going through some, I don't know, I don't know if I want to use a repair, but some releasing of things, some discomforts, some kind of big things happened right around the time of the anniversary, my mother's birthday. She would have been 100 this year.
Wow.
Yeah. And then in March, on the 17th, was the 7-year anniversary of her passing. Both times I had things come up, which led me to look at that. And then the third memory of last Mother's Day, I had something going on, and I went, all right, what's going on here? And so bringing all this kind of full circle, I thought, I think I don't want to dismiss what may be a great opportunity to look at the final maybe chapters of the winter period and see if my mother doesn't have something to say. And I want to also add, I have never had this opportunity before, ever.
And let me just add to that, the reason we are saying that you've never had this opportunity before, perhaps, is that, and that's not really maybe the correct way to put it, but the opportunity here is that now that I have been trained and certified in how to be an Akashic Records guide, to open one's Akashic Records and then speak from the record keepers, which to me is a council that works with your records. And what we mean by your Akashic Records is it's your book of life. It is a library that has a list of all of your current life and all of your past lives, and actually your future lives. But of course, you have choices as to what you will choose going forward. Nothing is set in stone. There is free will that way.
Mm-hmm.
But there are possibilities that are sometimes better than others, or more direct path to your soul's growth, etc. So Akashic Records readings are all about your soul's growth and learning those answers to questions that one may have. And as you just were mentioning, Pam, about old habits and why, you know, something happened and how can I better do it this time, that type of thing. So now the opportunity that we're bringing forth on this radio show is for you to ask a questions of your mother through your record keepers.
You just Correct? Answered my question, because I was thinking, and I was going to say, well, Gail, how do I get information from my mother? But you just answered that, so excellent. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I want to add one more thing, because I think this is important. It's kind of, it's not a sidestep, it's part of the process. But, you know, I have a lot of people connect with me, and we see in this embodiment, I call it, that I see things in chapters, and there's been some big stuff. People have experienced big, huge things, and I really feel, this is me speaking, that we did come in into this lifetime to be here right now with a grand purpose. And the beginning portion, I feel, was to be complete with many experiences, to be complete with difficulties and challenges. And there is a defining moment of, yes, I'm done with those experiences, and now I'm really here to remember the portion of what else I am here to do. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. It absolutely does. And I want to also point out that even though we talk about sometimes big experiences, so let me just clarify, a life is precious, and a life is a spiritual being that has decided to come on the planet and embody human form and walk on this earth. And it's really about uplifting one's vibration, as Albert Einstein was just saying, about being the music that you are, being the notes that you chose to walk on on this earth, and to uplift your soul, to have your soul's growth. And so that no matter what your experiences are, it could be that you came in and chose to be a fifth grade English teacher, or, you know, fifth grade teacher to children and to uplift children. And that's what you do. That's your main purpose. That is fantastic. In other words, it doesn't have to be some grand scheme like being Oprah or being a president of some, you know, company or whatever. It doesn't have to be grand in that regard, in what we consider a job or a vocation. It just means that you're grand in your essence and your being. And you are influential to those around you by bringing in love and respect and dignity and grace and peace. And so this is what we say, is it's just about being yourself and why you came here.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So with this, we have an opportunity now to open Pam's records the way that I was taught to read someone's Akashic records, and I have to give a shout out to Maureen Saint Germain, and you can go to her website, Maureen St. Germain, GERMAIN.com. Excuse me. That Maureen Saint Germain has this beautiful. She's been working with the Akashic records. She's been working with spiritual guides for her whole lifetime, and she has created these beautiful classes that you too can learn how to read your own records and become a certified guide if you choose. And so she has this ceremony that she received from the beautiful Lords of Light, and to make sure that we're in 100% God light when this information comes through, to open someone's records. And before the show tonight, we already opened Pam's records, so they are open, and I am the guide to then receive the information from the record keepers, and then we will close them after we're done. And so there is this ceremony to open and close, but rather than take the time on the show, we went ahead and opened them before. So do check out Maureen St. Germain's website and learn more about the Akashic Records and her international guides and what the record keepers are. For me, like I said, they're a council. I'm tapping into this council of wisdom, opening your books of life, and going into your library, if you will, and taking the book off the shelf that has that answer to whatever the question, because they answer questions. So would you like to go on now with the reading about your mom?
I'm very curious, so yes, thank you.
Okay. So first of all, let me just see if they have any words to say before you ask a specific question,
okay.
Which is the way we normally do the record keepers, are they answer questions. But they do have sometimes just an opening remark that they'd like to impart. So give me a moment to receive that. So we thank you, Pam, for being here today to ask about your mother. You and your mother have had many lifetimes together, and you are best of friends. You have learned how to walk in your soul's growth together. You are very much a part of the same soul group, and you have shared these comings and goings of the spirit into physical form many times. She is a very happy soul. She is at a very happy place in her life, and she is helping those on the other side now. Remember the children and remember the joy and of the children to to walk in the Elysian fields, to be among the meadows and the flowers, to attend the classes of the masters and the prophets, to understand her light, and to have her light shine more brilliantly. We show you the picture through Gail's eyes of her walking in this light and in these meadows and with the children all around her, that there is light, there is laughter, there is song, there is dance, there is beauty, and there is a great wisdom coming in from the beings of light that is enlightening her soul, ready for her next incarnation or her next journey. She is definitely on her soul's journey, and she wants to commend you for being a soul journey mentor, a spirit journey mentor of the sacredness, that you bring people on their sacred journey and help them walk in their truth and light in physical form, that they can achieve this not having to pass on to the other side of the veil simply to achieve this, that it can be achieved within this physical frame that souls have come to walk in on the planet Earth. There is a sense of, because body confirmations are part of this reading, that Gail's throat is dry right at the moment and needs a sip of water, that we say to you that also it is about wetting your whistle. It is about learning to not only speak your truth through your fifth chakra, but it is also about nurturing yourself and giving you the waters of life into your practice and into what you then impart to your clients and the people around you. That it is about bringing that beautiful, cool water down your throat and into your physical being. But we say this allegorically into your spiritual being, that the waters of life come and refresh you and gladden your heart and bring in that moisture and that life, because water is life, that this comes in and nourishes you. And we remind all the listeners on the call today to bring in that water of life to yourself, to give back to yourself and to nurture yourself. This is one of the great messages that your mother, Pam, is learning and has learned on the other side of the veil, that one must nurture oneself and drink the waters of life to really be able to walk in harmony and grace and wholeness on the planet. So we thank you for being here, and we are open for questions.
Oh, thank you so much. I think I'll be, I'm grateful for what's already shared, which certainly makes a lot of sense. And the funny part, too, is my mother was a big water drinker, so I love the symbolism there. And in many ways, she did nurture herself. She set many good examples, and yet she lived in a time when speaking your truth Yeah. So I see that that was challenging for her, and I'm grateful for her freedom in that now. But my first question is, I really felt, because the month of January and the month in March, I had some very specific physical healing that took place, which I'm grateful for the opportunity to heal, but it came right at her birthday and the anniversary of her passing. So I'm very curious about that, if there's anything to share.
Yes, we say to you that these were times that she helped make known the time to bring awareness to these physical healings, that they were not, of course, of drastic nature. They were of minor consequence, and yet they brought to your attention that many things needed to be brought up and out and to be released, that your old habits, your old ways of being, that were no longer applicable for this new age, this new time, and for the new possibilities and energies that you are bringing forth on the planet to purify your soul and yourself and your physical form to allow it to catch up to your spiritual form, that these purgings needed to happen, that these old patterns needed to be cleared and cleansed, and that your mother had the wisdom to say, let's make these events around my anniversaries, birthday and passing, so that my daughter can pay attention to them, can know there is a bigger purpose to this. So we say to you that your mother orchestrated these events for you, and that it was to help create new habits, because you are now a greater channel. You have nurtured your channeling in the last few years into something that has blossomed into a beautiful gift and a beautiful, powerful informational channel for those people that work with you as clients and students. But it is also about bringing forth new energies, new channelings, new information specific to this age of humanity that has never been brought forth before, that is new and uplifting and giddily happy for that humanity is taking its step towards its golden age. And you are the perfect channel for this energy. And this could not come through until you stepped up your vibration, as Einstein said, to a new music, a new level of confidence. Not just confidence, that's untrue. You have confidence. A new level of enlightenment, that you can be that glowing light and match the vibration of these new energies coming in from the 12th dimension that then can be stepped down and brought into this fifth dimensional earth as she too goes through her ascension to the 12th dimension. So you're helping Mother Earth and all those upon it to understand who they really are and what their paths are that they come to walk and why they are here. And these are your gifts. And your mother so sees this from the other side of the veil, from these Elysian fields and this beauty that she walks in, that she knows that this is the time, this springtime, as you mentioned before, is the time to birth these new energies.
Oh my, wow, that was so full and so clear and concise and in simple terms. So the physical body, to continue to raise in vibration and become more light, as I know that I've stepped into my light bodies through the work of Mastering Alchemy. So in listening to this, it would make sense that the physical body was, in simple ways, releasing things that weren't vibrating in the higher vibrations. Does that sound accurate?
That is correct.
Okay. Wow, I'm really grateful for her assistance here, and I see her humor because she... I see her humor a little bit in here in ways that I can't quite put words to. So I'm just grateful. And I guess I would want to say, would there be something specific, not a big thing, but maybe something little? Or does it look as if I'm complete there? Or is there one other thing that maybe she'd like me to know or see that to assist in how I've been moving forward?
what she would like you to understand is that you are a mother and that you understand that there are worldly obligations and responsibilities, and particularly as a mother, one has many obligations and responsibilities that are just of daily life, that one can walk in these responsibilities and go to the grocery store and bring the kids to school and make the dinner and be all those things that we have, you know, that we have to be in physical form in this life, and that you can then also be a spirit walking at those times, that you can be this duality, if you will, although we hate to use that term because that is no longer appropriate in this physical dimension. The duality has faded. But we bring this word into the forefront because it feels like a duality sometimes when one has to be a mother, an employee, a worker, a leader, and yet then also a spiritual being in prayer and in the higher dimensions and in conversation with the angels and the masters and all that is. So it is not a duality. It is actually who you are. And this is one of the things we want to point out for not only you but for every listener here, is that you are a spiritual being walking in a physical form, and you are to be both. You are to actually bring that spirit into the light and into the physical daily actions of washing the dishes and buying the groceries, but also into every word and thought and action that you take in physical form. It is your spirit who is in charge. It is your spirit and your vibrations, your music, that must walk on this planet, that must be in the forefront of every action, every thought, and every word that you utter. So this is, you are there, and yet you think you are not sometimes because you are in these mundane daily activities. But know that these mundane daily activities are also worshiping God, that they are also, you know, work is worship, that your physical activities are also your spiritual activities. And this is where we see this unification coming into being, that all people must unify not only their souls, but their understanding of who they are, that they are both, and that they are not separate, that they are together. So your mother wanted you to understand this, and through these Akashic Record readings, we impart this information to you, that this is an awareness that we know you have, but we bring it into physical sound, vibration, and words so you can bring it into your habits and your routines and your certainty within yourself.
Yes. Thank you so much. Yeah. I definitely see the wisdom in that, and that's been my quest because I've taught classes on being in the alignment, and because it feels in the beginning of the journey that here's your spiritual aspect, like who you are, and it felt like there was such a separation and such a desire to, like Yeshua, go off in the desert, and well, that's not an option. And it's really about being all those things in this lifetime and looking at the mountain of laundry going, you know, let me tackle that in this vibration, in the higher mind and in this alignment. So thank you for that confirmation. And she really answered the question that I hadn't actually formed in words. So that's very big. Thank you.
Any last questions for the record keepers?
I think this has been really, really full. And it paints for me personally such a big picture of what I have been experiencing that I would like to say I'm so grateful for this and be complete with that.
Okay, so let's thank the record keepers and your guides. Amen, amen, amen. The
amen.
Records of Pam Rennie are now closed. Thank you, Pam. Wow, that was amazing.
Thank you.
Information.
Thank you, Gail, for being that vehicle. And I'm grateful that I really felt the call to let's do this for others to hear, because I know that while that was personal to me, it was also so applicable to everyone listening.
Yes, I love
maybe
how
not
they
the purging
actually
part.
Brought it to that. You're right. Well, but how they did, how they generalized it, you're right, to be not only a message for you personally, but, yes, for the masses, for everyone listening. So I'm happy that happened.
Mm-hmm. And I'm in awe. I wouldn't have – it's not like I put thought into what's going to come forward, but the vision of what I've experienced the last few weeks with the processing that I've brought forward and the shift or expansion in the channeling was all right there. And that was not that I was looking for a validation. It was a wonderful experience to see that that was, I think the word is acknowledged. And it was a feeling of yes. Sometimes we want that yes. I wasn't looking for it, but that felt really exciting.
Yes. So we do need validation. We do need confirmation, I'll put it that way, that we're on the right path. Absolutely. So we have about 5-6 minutes before we go into the Peace Brain meditation. What would you like to share? I think I'd like to ask you a little bit about your classes and what you're doing. And in that regard, do you have an update for us?
I do. I've had wonderful experiences. This process is really, that I'm calling it a process, experience, what I call the soul unification. And it really goes hand in hand with channeling information from those I call the new friends. They have had a big part in bringing the codes of light and information forward. And there's been such a profound joy-filled experience and shifts for those who have participated in this with me. I didn't decide this, actually, it came forward yesterday, to bring this forward as an online webinar class. So you can find the details to that on my website. This is going to take place on the 9th of PamRennie.com.
PamRennie.com. Yes.
PamRennie.com. So on April 9th, but this will be a time to come together and experience this process and hear messages from these multidimensional beings who are passionate about assisting humanity in their evolutionary shift and passionate about lifting the earth from the fall. And we'll be hearing from them and also going through that process. And being an online event, you can participate from everywhere in the world. And it will also be a timeless body of work, which means, let's say, if we're meeting at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on the 9th of April and you're not available, the recording will be just perfect for when you're available. So please go to that link and read more and feel into if that feels that will be of assistance to you on your journey at this point in time.
Perfect. Yes, these new friends are this new energy that the record keepers were talking about. I'm really excited about this.
Is there time to expand on that? Sorry. Can I give a little? Is there time to give a little? Okay.
Of course. Yes.
Going back about a year ago, and as we've mentioned, both Gail and I have been on the path of mastering alchemy. We are complete in the creating of our light bodies in that program and experiencing living from these light bodies. And it was probably about a year ago, I think it may have been mentioned, feeling some new energies. And I had been noticing, I was feeling amongst those I channel, the Ascended Masters, Archangels, a new feeling. And I knew it was a new being. And it was just a curious thing. It wasn't really anything to tap into. And around this November, December, it was mentioned on a webinar that Jim Self was leading about new beings. And I sat bolt upright. And then, again, it was still kind of a curious thing, but it was more recently when we worked in our column of light with some new color codes and the waves of light that are assisting the planet, that he said, say hello to the new friends. I'd felt them again, and again, I just sat bolt upright. You know, my skin was like in goosebumps, and it was as if they're here. It was a feeling. It was a knowing, and he said, there's nothing to know more. There's no name other than the new friends, and it's developed and nurtured into a friendship, a knowing, a communication with, and them just kind of busting in session one time. The door opened, and to communicate more with the energies of the passion that they bring to really be of assistance. And I find that they are leading by example how to live in these multi-dimensions and the higher dimensions. They lead and exhibit the new ways to manifest, not new ways, but the way to manifest our dream and our desires and to live our passion. And they bring forward a friendship and a love, and they're very silly.
They do have a lightness about them, a lightheartedness about them. You're absolutely correct, which is wonderful. We need that these days.
We do. So thank you for allowing me to share that. That's the intro to them and how it just kind of exploded into here they are after really kind of a year of kind of looking at it going, what do I do with that? Oh, I guess I'm just going to notice that. And it wasn't the time to do anything. And clearly my winter time was the purging and was the preparation to spring into, no pun intended,
yes,
to spring
is.
Into this new way of being and new way of accessing these friends.
So we all need friends.
Yes.
And I love that you brought in new spiritual friends. So that's just lovely. And I am excited that the record keepers have helped us connect as well with them and just all these exciting new possibilities. You know, I just want to comment about the spring. It is this time of new beginnings, new growth, you know, the plants coming up from the ground. And we planted the seeds in the fall or the winter, and that now they're springing forth. And that's what it feels like. It feels like that even though what's on the outside the world and you hear in media and news that that's not, I started to say that's not truly what's happening. What's happening is the downfall of the old paradigms, the old ways of being, and the birth of these amazing new vibrations and really into this new springing forth into our grace and our truth. So thank you, and I'm very excited about this. Anything else you want to say before we go into a peace brain meditation, where I assume the new friends might come in and maybe the record keepers have something to say as well?
We'll see. I want to say thank you, Gail. This has been a really full conversation, and I'm grateful to be participating in this and grateful for all that came through, and my gratitude to the record keepers and all who listen are listening and will benefit from this. And if they would like to touch base with me, please feel free to do so. You can contact me through my website, and I would love to hear from you, and let's carry on.
Okay, excellent. We've got about 9 minutes or so to do this, so let's just set the energy for the Peace Brain Meditation. And today, Pam and I are going to do this together. We are not sure what's going to come through. As always, it is a channeling on spot. So we will allow the energies that want to come through to be here today. We invite you all to ground yourself, to give that energetic connection between your body and the planet, the center of the Mother Earth. Just be present, allow any of the worries or things you've been thinking about previously to flow into Mother Earth and be recycled into new energy. And be present and take a breath. The record keepers, I'm tapping into the record keepers in general now, kind of for humanity, and they have a few words to say. We just want to say to you that thank you for being here today and for allowing yourself to be present, to be in your own vibration, to be in the love that you are, to be in your happiness and your joy, even though you may have challenges and issues in your own life that are coming up. Know that those are simply to be made aware of and then released, that this is not your true self. These are not your vibrations. These are the vibrations of the changing world. They are the vibrations of the world going forward into its new shape and its new form and its new vibrations and music. So begin to shed your own worries and difficulties and troubles, and know that the joy and the underlying happiness is there for you at all times, that your music is ready to be sung. Your vibrations are like a bell that you are tuning to be able to be struck with that perfect note, that amazing chord that opens the heart and uplifts the soul. We invite the new friends to speak with us as well and to impart this amazing time, these new beginnings after the equinox in March 2017. This is an important year that we move forward to set the stage for the couple of and 3 or 4 years to come to really become a new vibration globally and step into this fifth dimensional pure light into all that we are. Thank you.
And yes, and as friends, we wish to say to you much. There are many conversations to be had, but for this moment, we want to remind you, you came here for a big purpose, and big purposes to fulfill don't have to mean stiff, going through the motions of life, having to be so on purpose that you forget that the main purpose within the purpose in experiencing yourself was to have the vibration of joy reverberate through your entire being and soul, to have joy-filled moments and experiences, and you've had many, but you keep forgetting this. So the simplest and the most profound thing we would like to say to you and impart with you at this time, to remember who you are, and to remember that through experiencing happy moments. It's a choice. You live in the dimensions now where choice is an application with an availability that you have never been able to experience in the fullness as you are now. You can choose and decide in this moment to feel what it feels like to be happy, even at your boring jobs and even in those mundane tasks you have, driving stuck in traffic. It's a choice. Turn on the radio. Feel the vibration of a happy song and the memories it will bring to you. As you choose happy and become the vibrational being in happy, can you imagine what else is possible? That is a foundational start. Remember who you are. Experience happy. Yes, it's a choice, and yes, it could come no matter what else is going on in your life. And it will assist you profoundly in what else is going on in your life. Happy. Try a smile. Let your heart smile. Is that not what a friend would tell you? To turn that frown into a smile and to lighten up a little bit on your own self? Yes. And we are friends reminding you to seek out the good friends and to tap into who am I and what else have I come here to experience in joy.
And we remind you, as the new friends are talking, that you can go on your phone, on your computer, and tune in to 24hoursofhappy.com and listen to Pharrell Williams' song, The Happy Song, and it is a 24-hour video happening that will bring that joy and happiness into your soul. Again, type in 24, the numbers, 24hoursofhappy.com, and immerse yourself in the happy vibration of the music, because that indeed is what your soul is. Your soul is happiness and joy and light and beauty. So take a breath and feel that happiness, feel that beauty, feel that puppy dog in your arms or that baby in your arms, that happy moment that you've had in your life. And bring a beautiful big smile to your face. Know that happiness is the human condition. Even though it may not look like it around the world, but you are the gift. You are the present. And you bring that happiness to all you meet just through a smile, through your music, through your vibration. Take a breath and be that vibration. And this is Gail speaking. I want to thank the record keepers, and I want to thank the new friends and Pam Rennie for coming through today into our Peace Brain meditation and for being here on the Peace Brain show. Thank you, Pam. It's been a delight.
Thank you, Gail, for having me and having us and these great multidimensional beings and their passion for assisting us. Thank you.
And if you want to learn more about Pam Rennie and her classes and her mentoring, her amazing channeling work, go to pamrennie.com, PAMRENNIE.com. And if you want to learn more about the Akashic Records and me, Gail Lash, and have a reading with me, go to tourismforpeace.com or email me at hello@peacebrain.org. And now please open your heart and your happiness to the world. Be your music and your vibration. Activate your peace brain and put your mark on the World Peace Trails map. Many, many blessings. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us on the Peace Brain Show. You can find us at tourismforpeace.com. Be sure to check out Dr. Gail's Alchemy of Peace coaching sessions, her Peace Master plans for your business or organization, and her upcoming book, Peace Brain 101. Tune in to BBS Radio Station 2 every other Tuesday at 5 p.m. Pacific and 8 p.m. Eastern for the Peace Brain Show and your next installment of wonder, inspiration, and practical peace.